Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and the Voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. Each week on the Staying Young Show, we bring you information that you can use. And if you miss a week or you want to share something you heard on the show, go to iTunes.com. iTunes.com is free, and you can search the Staying Young Show. All of our downloads there are free. There's over 100 of them, so lots of great information. Now, so many of us parents are struggling with ways to keep our kids healthy, and raising well-rounded kids, teens, and young adults can really be a challenge. And before we get into a lot of it, let's talk about the health issues that face our kids today.
Sure. I mean, there's an obesity epidemic in the United States and other countries. And of course, the obesity immediately can lead to type 2 diabetes, where there's resistance to insulin because of increased body fat. That diabetes in the long run can lead to horrendous consequences, blindness, kidney failure, heart disease, and so on. Separate from that, the obesity can lead to clogging of arteries, which can lead to cardiovascular disease early on. Although our life expectancy has been going up, there's a wide body of physicians thinking that it's going to temporarily go down because of all the diabetes.
Because everyone's getting too fat.
Everyone's too fat. And now we're talking really fat. We're not talking 10 or 20 pounds because, you know, as kids grow, they're 12, 13, 14, it's not unusual to have a little bit of fat on the body before they sprout through puberty. We're talking serious obesity, you know, body mass index greater than 30. So, you know, this is a major problem for the world.
Well, and the other is, I think, is technology. As we talk about these behavior issues, and so much goes into being able to read people's faces and interpret a conversation based on visual cues that's absent when you're doing emails and text messaging and, other behaviors that don't force you to interact with the individual. So then they kind of get frustrated because if things aren't going their way or they actually have to be involved in a conversation, they may take the visual cue as being aggressive when it wasn't meant that way.
And Mark, you bring up such an excellent point because recent studies show that for a person to be successful in life, not only do they need a good IQ, they need a good EQ, an emotional quotient. In fact, of the two, the emotional quotient is more important than IQ. Emotional quotient, how you interact with other people, how you recognize emotions, how you deal with it. And you're right, with all this electronic media, there isn't the opportunity to grow the emotional quotient. I think that's why we're seeing a lot of kids now in their 20s that are so immature, and they're not able to get a good job and hang on to it because they don't have any emotional quotient.
Right, and in the kids' compensation with the little smiley faces you put on there, what are those things called?
Emoticons.
Emoticons, yeah. So their compensation for it is they'll pull the emoticons or they'll put the little smiley face or LOL, and it's like that doesn't convey the same emotion that does when you see someone.
I was reading a really interesting study, and it was about how the pathways in our brains actually grow. And it starts off as babies that we view our parents' faces and other people's expressions, and it actually helps our own brains grow. But they also showed that interaction, the visual cues that come from facial expressions, body language, all that, keep different parts of the brain active. So you bring up a really good point. If we have kids that are doing the social media and texting all the time, they're not getting those visual cues. Maybe they're in their bedrooms too much. And of course, I want to talk about nutrition as well. But, you know, what is it doing physiologically to the brain? They really need to do some further studies on this.
Well, anybody who's held an infant, you know, you sit there and hold the infant in front of you and you make the Google eyes at them and, you know, smile real big at them, and then all of a sudden that kid just imitates and replicates that those facial movements, and they'll make the cooing noises, and that's how they learn, is going back and forth between interacting with the adult face.
Oh, time for Doc Shock. And I am super excited about this Doc Shock because sometimes we come across things in the news that are absolutely blowing us away. And this one I thought was fantastic. Great, great story. A girl born in South Korea without a windpipe. She was 2 years old and given new hope through stem cells. She now has a new windpipe grown through stem cells. She was on a ventilator. And also, she had never been able to take a breath on her own, and they couldn't allow her to eat or drink food. So she had always been in the hospital. Their parents were told that she couldn't live. The best thing about this is that through her own stem cells, they've grown her a new windpipe, and they actually have done the study so far on the windpipe, and it's working. They still have her on the ventilator, but they said they've proved that she's actually moving air. So it won't be long. They're going to be able to take her off of it and off the ventilator, and she'll be moving her own air, and they're going to send her home, and they're expecting a full recovery. Now, what is so amazing about this story is that it brought together an Italian surgeon out of Sweden and also a surgeon out of Children's Hospital in Illinois. I love when internationally these experts are coming together and they're doing something so fabulous. And then they actually let her eat something. First thing was a chocolate lollipop.
Well, that's the music for the immortal moment. So what I was going to do today is we have our new book coming out that's called Age to Perfection, How to Live to Be 100. And one of the things I wrote for it was the prologue. And we were talking about how quality of life begins with good health, just to kind of get everybody in the idea that the fascination with immortality has been around forever. We had Da Vinci and Michelangelo and Raphael and all the great Renaissance thinkers were actually researching and trying to find what led to immortality. And they were doing basic human dissections at a time when there wasn't a human dissection. It was not permitted by the church. What we've come to today is we've taken that dissection down to we're looking at the genetic material, and this is where the more immortality is going to come out. Cover article on, National Geographic talking about how to live to be 120. So now it's coming into the mainstream. You're going to see more and more of this, what we're talking about with, not true immortality, but exceptional longevity and quality of life is going to be, accepted as very commonplace here in the near future.
I love that. I mean, I think that the point is we have always wanted the Fountain of Youth. And we're just really finding it. I love, love, love that. That's what this show is all about. It is all about keeping you guys on the edge of latest and greatest medical news. And we got to go to a short break because stay tuned. Coming back, we're going to visit with one of our favorite returning guests, Fran Wallfisch, a leading family psychotherapist and author of the book Self-Aware Parent. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare. And they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer Bio-T bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300. 4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger. And no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas. If you're just tuning in, every segment of the show is featured on iTunes as a free download. Just go to iTunes.com and search the Staying Young Show. Now, I know this show is going to be one that people are going to want to download, send to people they know, because we're talking about raising healthy and well-adjusted kids, and we're even talking about it when they hit teen and early adult years, when they're driving us crazy. So we obviously had to bring in the expert, America's favorite psychotherapist, Dr. Fran Walfish. Fran, I'm so glad you're back with us.
Thank you, Judy. My pleasure.
Welcome, Fran. I always tell my kids that, they're going to need therapy somewhere down the road because of what their mother did to them. So I've got, $1,500 set aside for their initial therapy sessions. And the retort always comes back and says, well, what about what you did to them? I said, there's not enough money in the world to fix what I did to them. So they're just going to have to learn to live with it.
I just wanted to say $1,500.
That doesn't even get you a minute with Fran.
That gets them analyzed so they know what problems they have.
That might be just the first evaluation.
That's right. Just so they know what they have to deal with.
Well, I think a lot of parents feel that way. I remember when my kids, and they still do, but I remember when they started going through that young teen thing and they'd stomp their feet and say, blah, blah, blah. And I'd say, well, just go tell it to somebody, in the future. Just go tell it to your therapist later. I remember having those moments where I'm like, if you really think it's the end of the world, that's just proof you haven't lived much,
All kidding aside, there's truth in every joke. And I see kids, teens, and adults. And the beauty of doing the work I do for over the longevity is I'll see a child at 5, 6, 7 years of age. They come back during their teen years, and then they throw themselves on my couch at age 30 and talk about how much they're mad at their moms and dads.
It never goes away, does it?
No, it doesn't. I think all of us are on a learning curve, and the goal for each and every one of us is to, acknowledge, recognize, look within, validate and accept ourselves, flaws and all, because no one is perfect. And I would say for the first 35 years of my life, I was striving toward perfection. Don't know if any of your listeners can relate, but I have good news and bad news. Perfection does not exist. The bad news is it's a disappointment we all have to give up. The good news is there's such relief and freedom in knowing you belong to the club of we're all flawed, warts and all.
I love that. I think there's so much truth in that. Hey, I want to ask you a question because before we brought you on, we were talking about social media. And before we get down to all the other things we want to talk to you about, we just want your take on this because when we talk about kids and we talk about health and overall health, what is your take and are you seeing issues with social media coming into play?
I do see issues. And all of us know that social media is a fairly new phenomenon that's risen in the last decade or two. And I see it in two areas. One is the kids who have suffered the public humiliation of either being excluded or teased, even bullied on social media. And the flip side of that, the new, more recent big problem is some parents who feel they've lost control of their kids and they have no alternative but to publicly shame them on social media as a consequence or a punishment or a disciplinary tactic. And I'm absolutely opposed to that.
Wow, really? So what are they doing? They're putting up like, you know, my daughter's grounded and
yes.
She did this, that, and the other?
See, I couldn't do that because my kids have more dirt on me. They just, that wouldn't work.
They go on your stuff and say, let me tell you about my dad.
Let me show you this picture of what my dad did.
Now, Fran, we have a good friend, a very good friend. He and his wife were out at a party, and his daughter was at home. She was supposed to be home alone. And they came home and found that there was another party going on in their house in the upstairs bedrooms with drinking and carousing and all that. And after they cleared all the rabble out, he took an ad in the paper declaring what his daughter had done. And by consequence of punishment, she would give so many hours of free babysitting to qualified people. It was like 60 hours. What do you think of something that drastic where you put that in the newspaper?
Wow.
It worked, though. It worked. And you know what? It did straighten that kid out.
Judy, did you say it did work?
It did work. It did
work. It's a very interesting thing. Is that Mark that asked the question?
No, it's Walter.
Walter, I'm sorry. You're asking an awesome question, and as much as I said to you I'm opposed to the public humiliation, in a way, I'm not so opposed to the vignette you pitched. I really am not, and I'll tell you the reason why. The way you describe it, these parents did not publicly humiliate their child. They pulled the blankets back and revealed what I think the daughter intended to do in a roundabout colluded way. I mean, the daughter sounds like she tricked her parents. This is much, much more than sexual acting out. She lied. She deceived and breached trust with her parents. There are a number of things, and the parents didn't say, my daughter lost her virginity in the bedroom. I mean, the way you're describing it.
Yeah, I think the ad was, our daughter made a mistake. She needs to learn responsibility. As part of her punishment, she'll be donating 60 hours of babysitting.
See, I don't have any problem with that. I really don't.
That's what the state does when you get a DUI.
They put you in an orange suit and send you outside the road.
They list in the state record and say you were sentenced to 120 hours of public service. Yeah.
I don't have any problem, and frankly, I may borrow that suggestion.
That's great. Okay, that leads us to one thing, and that's house rules. I mean, I've always been a real stickler for the house rules are the house rules, and Walter and I sometimes don't hit the same whatever on this, the same mark on this. But don't you think having house rules and not bending them per child actually helps them learn how to do job rules and life rules and things. Or maybe you're on the other side of the fence and you think some rules apply and some don't.
Absolutely. You know, I always tell kids, I see many kids who are...
Wait, Fran, was that an absolutely I'm right or an absolutely he's right? Because he's doing the happy dance, and I need to know.
Oh, I'm saying rules can be a very good thing.
Oh, good.
Not sure who's
sit down, Walter.
But a rule is a good thing, and I tell kids, I get a lot of kids in my office who hate rules, and they voice their position about it, but... You know, a rule can be a good thing because it makes you feel safe. You know what to expect, and you know clearly what's going to happen. If you break the rule, it can make a kid feel quite secure. But everything has a happy medium and should fall somewhere in the center on the spectrum. Anything too harsh is going to leave your child feeling over-controlled and want to rebel against you for good reasons. And anything on the too loosey-goosey side, the spaghetti parent, makes kids very insecure and gives them too much freedom to feel they can do anything they want in the world. And that's truly a setup for disappointment because all of us know we do not get everything we want when we want it.
I love that. Now, we only have about a minute, but let's clear up a debate. I know that a lot of households have it, especially this time of year, because their high school seniors are turning 18. What about that kid that goes, well, I'm 18. I can do whatever I want. What's your take on that?
And give me a minute. I get to answer that one. When you pay for everything, you're the adult.
Amen.
You're living under my roof, we have rules.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
You nailed it. It's not about the money. It's when you live under my roof in my house or take the control out of it and say, in our family home, you must follow our family rules. And guess what? Families are not a democracy. Kids do not get an equal vote. Moms and dads have veto power.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Can you just come home with me?
Well, if I understand you right, the dad has the ultimate dictatorial powers. The mom is an advisor, but dad has the final rule, right?
You know what? In my house growing up, mom was an observer.
Oh,
even better.
No. Guess he's sleeping in the doghouse tonight, folks. Hey, we've got to go to a short break, but I do want to tell you guys about Fran Wallfish's book, Dr. Fran Wallfish, The Self-Aware Parent. It's a great book. But we got to go to break. Stay tuned because we come back. We're going to talk about how to love your kids even when you're having a really hard time liking them. Don't go away.
If you suffer from digestive disorders, migraines, obesity, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or a foggy brain, the answer may be found in the foods you eat. Everyone has a different tolerance to foods. The ALCAT test can look for food sensitivities and helps provide you with a roadmap for your personalized nutrition. Blood test, taken in the office, can simply change your life or the life of someone you know. Isn't it time to feel the best that you can? Call 817-552-4300 now to arrange for the ALCAT test. The ALCAT can measure everything from foods, additives, colorings, to chemicals and medicinal herbs that you may be sensitive to. Stop guessing where your symptoms are coming from and start getting information. No matter where you live, arrangements can be made for you to get the answers you need. Call 817-552-4300 today or visit emtexas.com. 817-552-4300 or visit emtexas.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. 4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine Effective, co-host of the Staying Young Show. If you have a lack of stamina, has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your Vitality Profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
Have you had health issues that no one has been able to figure out? Often we see patients that have been from doctor to doctor with no real answers. If you have symptoms such as fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, or sleeplessness, it may be due to a lack of micronutrients. Science now allows us to look inside the cell to see if you have the proper nutrition your body needs. Schedule your micronutrient testing at emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-EXEC. Get your life back by calling 800-910-3932 and schedule your micronutrient testing today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. Today's show is all about raising healthy and well-adjusted kids. And we're focusing right now on teens because so many of our listeners are dealing with them. They're dealing with them now, they've dealt with them in the past, or they're about to deal with them soon. And, you know, this is one of those things where you got to have tools in your toolbox. And we're visiting with one of our favorite returning guests, America's favorite psychotherapist, Dr. Fran Wallfisch, and you probably read about her. She writes for Parents Magazine. She's been on The Doctor. She's all over the place. She's in the media, and I love the fact that she's right here on the Staying Young Show with us. Hey, Fran, before we get into some of the stuff with teenagers, you said something that really struck my attention earlier, and I remember reading it in the many publications you do. I mean, you're all over the place. I remember reading that term, spaghetti parent, in an article that you were quoted in. And so let's just back up. Tell us what spaghetti parent is. I mean, is that like a helicopter parent? Is that the opposite? What is that?
It's not the opposite. It's the far, far right extreme, or left extreme, I should say. The spaghetti parent is the one who has no backbone, absolutely cannot hold a boundary or a limit if their life depended on it. So they have a high propensity for caving in and submitting when their child protests with whining, begging, negotiating, crying, bargaining, all those things that irritate parents. These parents feel sorry for the kids and collapse. The helicopter parent is a bit of a healthier one, and a little more common than the spaghetti parent. The helicopter parent has done a pretty good job of separating from their child and can tolerate their child becoming independent, but sadly knows they have, in the raising of the child, worked too hard to shield the child from experiencing the hurdles and letdowns, disappointments in life that we all know we experience daily. So they know they have not given their child the necessary coping skills that the kid needs to deal with everything that's going to come their way.
And they often come across as being, quote, the good parent. And, you know, I've been around a few of those raising my kids. And so it's like, you know, you need to let that kid out there and trip and fall and fail every once in a while and let him find his own way back up.
I see this in schools. You know, often in the third grade, kids have to do something on volcanoes. And so, you know, in third grade, my kid had to do something on volcanoes. I said, well, do something on volcanoes. We had a short discussion and, you know, she crayoned some volcano and wrote some words. And then she went over to a friend's place, and the mom had made a volcano out of plaster, and it was had liquid spewing out of it. I mean, what does the kid learn from this?
I know,
nothing.
But you can't send your kid to school with the drawing knowing that they're coming
well,
with
the
volcano.
Worst thing is the schools enable this. Yeah. Oh, look at this volcano. Let's give this an A+. Oh, you have a drawing D. You know, I mean, what, don't the teachers realize what they're doing?
You know, you are brilliant.
Don't feed his ego, please.
You know,
I wish I had a camera. He's got his arms out like Superman.
You raised a crucial issue and the impetus for my writing the book, The Self-Aware Parent, because many years ago, the dean of a very high-profile school, a private school in Bel Air, which is the pocket of fancy, rich Beverly Hills, just north of Beverly Hills, where many celebrities live, the dean of that school came to me and said, you know, Dr. Fran, somebody has to write a book to teach parents to help their kids deal with disappointments for that very reason. Parents are going overboard to protect their children from not getting an A+ on every assignment.
Or even sports. I mean, we see it, you know, they hiring the, you know, professional athletes, former athletes to coach them and doing some of that stuff too, right?
That's absolutely right. And, you know, the sad thing, I've cried many tears with kids, but some kids work very, very hard and try their best, and they still don't make it to the team.
That's right. That is a true, true statement. I mean, because there are kids that maybe that parent wants them to play football or, I don't know, or wants them to be on the swim team or wants them to be something, but maybe they don't have the physique for it or maybe they don't have the coordination for it. And the parents are pushing them into this box. It's crazy. On the flip side of that, if you do have a kid that has an interest and has the abilities and natural talent, it's good to develop that in a healthy way.
Absolutely right on. That's just so true, and it's, you know, a common question in my office. How much should parents enforce when a child has talent, making them become disciplined and stick it out, you know, stay with the piano lessons or the art class or the baseball coach, you know, team. You know, a lot of kids don't have the drive that their parents do and the gasoline to push them over the top.
Well, that kind of leads into, you know, when they bloom at different rates. So, I mean, I remember classic, you know, chaperoning the junior high party or dance or whatever, you know, the kids were all over the place and size, development,
yes.
You know, and I was looking at it and it just, I mean, I was confused as to who was who.
You're absolutely still true.
Well, I always told the kids, don't bloom too early. You know, you don't want to be the kid that was all that in junior high or even all that in high school. And if you think you do, just wait till your 10 or 20 year reunion, because it seems like the kids that maybe hit those adversities, maybe they were the ugly kid or maybe they struggled and had to try a little harder or maybe they were four eyes. You know, I can only say that because I've had kids with glasses and wear glasses myself, or maybe they had some kind of adversity. Everything wasn't rosy. They grow so much better.
You know, I had a question like that come to me by email. I have a weekly regular Q&A of my own in the Beverly Hills Courier, and a mom just wrote to me this week. She's got four children, and each one is at a different emotional maturity level to match their chronological age. And so her middle child is not at the same place the older one was at that age. And what can she do about that? The answer is, that parents need to, with laser-sharp radar, tune in to get to know each one of their children individually. Every kid is going to be different. There's no blueprint for children. Each one will be different, and it is the challenge and the task of each parent to learn, explore, discover, and reinforce each child's strengths so they can build upon them and enhance the weak area.
I love that. And, you know, I want to address one thing before we go and run out of time, but I want to make one statement and then ask you a question. And the statement is, there are going to be times, folks, you're not going to like your kids. I mean, you love them, but they're going to drive you batty, and you just got to focus on the fact that you love them and that eventually they're going to grow up, because that's really important. But let's, before we let you go, I want to talk to you about purse strings, because this seems to be a big issue with a lot of families where we have these kids at 16, 17, 18, and they're 20, 21. They're still on the purse strings, and how important it is to let them struggle or let them try to make their own way and make their own money.
Well, that's true, and I'm guilty.
I know, so are we.
I'm guilty, I must confess. I don't have children of my own. I raise several thousand in my practice and at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, but I'm extremely close to my nephews and nieces. And as an aunt, I do everything I tell parents not to do.
Yeah, but see, it's like aunts and uncles and grandma and grandpa, they get a waiver on that,
yes.
Don't they?
You get a pass.
Do you like that? Let's buy three.
Yeah.
So guilty. And my brother, who is the father of the kids, is constantly reprimanding and scolding me as I deserve. But the truth is that extended family, grandparents, aunts, uncles, they do get a free pass. And the key is for parents to teach children not only responsibility and self-reliance, but accountability is really important. It brings me back to, there's a parallel with the purse strings and the girl whose mom publicly exposed her for having the party upstairs.
You got about 30 seconds.
Okay. She lied. She's got to be accountable. Kids need to be given the opportunity to have X amount of dollars they earn, and learning how to spend it, save, keep a percentage for a rainy day, and also give charity.
I agree. Oh, my gosh. You're so brilliant. Okay, we're going to have you back a lot more. But, hey, you guys, that is Fran Wallfisch, Dr. Fran Wallfisch, the Self-Aware Parent. Pick it up. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do the brain teaser.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT, bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300. 877-513-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com.
Have you had health issues that no one has been able to figure out? Often we see patients that have been from doctor to doctor with no real answers. If you have symptoms such as fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, or sleeplessness, it may be due to a lack of micronutrients. Science now allows us to look inside the cell to see if you have the proper nutrition your body needs. Schedule your micronutrient testing at emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-EXEC. Get your life back by calling 800-910-3932 and schedule your micronutrient testing today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
If you suffer from digestive disorders, migraines, obesity, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or a foggy brain, the answer may be found in the food you eat. Everyone has a different tolerance to foods. The ALCAT test can look for food sensitivities and helps provide you with a roadmap for your personalized nutrition. Blood test, taken in the office, can simply change your life or the life of someone you know. Isn't it time to feel the best that you can? Call 817-552-4300 now to arrange for the ALCAT test. The ALCAT can measure everything from foods, additives, colorings, to chemicals and medicinal herbs that you may be sensitive to. Stop guessing where your symptoms are coming from and start getting information. No matter where you live, arrangements can be made for you to get the answers you need. Call 817-552-4300 today or visit emtexas.com. 817-552-4300 or visit emtexas.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. You can visit us on the web at emtexas.com or download past shows by going to iTunes and searching the Staying Young Show. This whole hour is about raising healthy and well-adjusted kids. Obviously, everyone gets an F in this, including us. It's so hard when you have kids and you're trying to do the best you can do. And I loved even having America's best psychotherapist saying that she screws up with her nieces and nephews and spoils and rotten, and she knows it, and it's just hard to follow these rules. But let's talk about the healthy choices that we make as adults and the unhealthy choices that we make as adults and how those things can affect our children's health. I mean, even like you just gave a talk, we do something called a path to wellness. So if you're a company out there and you are looking for an all day health and wellness program, we have an excellent program called Path to Wellness. But during that, we give several different talks and we walk employees through ways that they can be healthier. But during the last one we did, Dr. Gammon here gave a talk, and it actually was fascinating. Some of the research that has come out that there may be some genetic mutations that happen in our parents or grandparents because of their environment or lifestyles they make, and that then is passed down through the generations and affects our DNA. So let's get down to the science of it.
Well, sure. I mean, the simplest example is a man who's exposed to radiation or chemicals or self-induced drug use, for example. It can definitely damage his sperm. There'll be mutations that could lead to a child that's born that looks physically fine, but will have problems down the line. So that's just an early example of something like that. Of course, the other issues for parents and children is modeling. So how many times you've seen a parent who's obese and then their teenager is obese? And so it's often, you know, if the parent sets an example of overeating, often, not always, but often, the child will overeat. So, you know, and again, it's not so much what the parent says, but what the parent does that is usually modeled.
Yeah, I mean, I always worry and tell parents and such that, you know, the kids pretty much are raised by the time they're five or six because they've watched everything. I mean, they've developed all that. I mean, one of the most complex, and this is an example I give parents, musculoskeletal movements that we learn is how to walk. No one teaches an infant how to walk. They learn to walk by watching you walk and emulating that behavior. And so if they can learn that most complex movement by watching, they're soaking up everything. And by the time you're old enough as a parent to realize it, it's like, ah, crap, I screwed up. You know, they're five or six now. I'm going to spend the next 18 years trying to straighten out the mistakes I made. So it is modeling. I like it. I just call it they emulate your behavior.
Yeah, well, you take that analogy of the walking and then you think about, did your kid learn how to smoke because they watched you puff on a cigarette? Did your kid learn how to drink because they watched you down how many beers, how many shots? You know, did they learn to argue because maybe you're arguing all the time?
The classic is that, you know, male offspring, you know, who have abusive fathers end up, you know, the likelihood they're going to be abusive is very high. So, I mean, they model that's their interaction on how to interact with women.
Yeah, and if you don't think the kids pay attention, boy, you're wrong. And I guarantee you, when your kids hit about 20, they're going to tell you all the things you did right and all the things you did wrong.
No, this is why you don't take your mother to anything. Because right now, you know, I went and took my mother to the my kid's lacrosse game on the weekend. Immediately, she starts telling all my daughter's friends what I did as a kid. It's like, you don't do that. You know, don't spill
the
beans.
It's like a free pass for them.
Oh, yeah. She's just like, it's like, why did you wait till you're 75 to start espousing all these things I did? I
mean, she can get away with it.
Yeah, exactly. There's no repercussions.
When you're over 70, you can kind of say what you want. I mean, who's going to get really mad at you, right?
Me?
Well, okay. Well, that kind of goes back to what Dr. Walfish was saying, that she'll see somebody at 5 and maybe at 13 and then again at 30 and they're still mad at their parents.
But, you know, I turned it back on her and said, well, the only reason I behaved that way was because apparently I didn't have proper guidance from my parents. You know?
Oh, nice.
Well, and also don't forget how a husband and wife or mother and father treat each other is observed by the children. And if the husband and wife treat each other well, that's going to create good marriages for the children down the line. They'll know what they should look for in a mate and to have a successful life. And that's very, very important.
Yeah, I remember the kids, and they still do this to some extent. If they see us, like, kissing in the kitchen or whatever, they'll do, ooh, ooh. But I've always told them, you know what? It's better than the alternative. Would you rather walk into an argument or walk into your parents, you know, make it out? Crickets. But it really, seriously, think about it.
Well, I think it's the term making out. I mean, kissing is one thing.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, I guess to a male
brain. No, you bring that nightmare
making
vision up of I walked in on something beyond that, and now I'm scarred emotionally for life.
Okay, well, obviously making out to a woman and making out to a man give two different visual representations. But okay, let's talk about things we can do so that we're modeling healthy behaviors for our kids. And I think exercise is one of them. If our kids see us exercising, if, you know, go on walks with your kids, you know, what are some other things? Instead of just going and maybe watching them do sports, go and throw the ball around with them. They need to see you still being active, whether you're, you know, 30, 40, even 60 or 70, be active.
And if you have a health issue where you can't be very active, but you were before, tell your kids stories. You know, when I was in high school, I won the quarter mile, for example. Tell your kids that. It'll inspire them, and they'll understand if you're disabled that you can't exercise now, but they'll know that you did exercise. So doing it is good. If you can't do it, tell stories about when you did do it.
Yeah, and what about mental exercise? I mean, that's just as important. Maybe play Scrabble with them or Yahtzee
chess.
Or chess.
Teach them chess. Teach them, you know, word games and pull them out and play them. They'll love it. Backgammon, a big one in our house was backgammon. So,
or give them Dementia Defender quizzes.
Yeah, which obviously, talking about Dementia Defender, I obviously need to do more Dementia Defenders because when we went to that last break, I couldn't remember what we call the riddle. So I do want to point out, though, Richard Dreary out of Winnipeg, Canada, won our previous Dementia Defender. And Richard, you're going to get a free signed copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. And I love this segment because sometimes I don't get them.
And it's time for Dementia Defender. I have my cape on with the double D, and it's time for this week's Dementia Defender. Are you ready? Here it is. Can you name three consecutive days that do not include Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday? Give me three consecutive days without those days, Monday through Sunday.
And you can go to emtexas.com, send your answer and explanation through the Contact Us form on the website. And if we read your name on the air, we'll send you a free signed copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. And, you know, for people that don't have access maybe to a computer right now, or maybe your computer's in the shop or whatever, then you can always call the office, 817-552-4300. Give them the answer and the explanation along with your contact information. And if we read your information on the air, we'll send you a copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimately, and that's a signed copy, so it has our John Hancock's on it. All right, so
you're going to realize that it's going to look rigged since the first winner was from Winnipeg.
You know what? That is so funny. I sent him an email. I said, "This is hysterical," and I said, "Do you know Dr. Gamma's from Winnipeg?"
He's my cousin.
I swear we didn't know him, right?
No, we didn't know him, and it's fascinating. I think he operates a health food place or a health and wellness place in Winnipeg.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember where he was from or what he did, but I have to say, on the iTunes downloads, this is really fascinating because we had a winner from Canada. I'm always amazed of all the places around the world that the Staying Young show is heard. And all the downloads. The downloads are just unbelievable. Thousands of downloads in other countries. So I love that we're getting the message out, not just here in America, but everywhere.
We're really big in Hong Kong.
I know.
So
I guess we should
to all the people in Hong Kong.
We should give a shout out to them. That's right. And any parting words before we end the show on this? I loved this show, by the way. I thought this was fun, and I think that we probably should do more shows talking about how to keep our kids healthy because they are the future generation.
I would tell all parents with defiant, oppositional teenagers, this too shall pass. And someday they'll say, I don't know how you stood me when I was a teenager.
That's right. All right. Well, we've got to go. That's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas. For more information, go to the website emtexas.com. That's emtexasspelledout.com. And join us right here on the Staying Young Show as we bring you information that you can use. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.